Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, everybody? 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. This is B. Mitch and Finley. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I am fantabulous. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Packed show coming your way. 11 o'clock, Chase Hughes, NBC Sports Washington will join us. Talk about the Wizards selecting Johnny Davis last night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cool with Johnny Davis, honestly. He's a dog. He pushes hard, and I like it. I mean, he can fill it up. I don't know how much his game will translate, but we're going to ask Chase.
Yeah, we'll find out.
11:45, Jason Epstein is the director of golf out at Congressional. The ladies PGA championships going on out at Congressional right now. We're going to talk to Ep. 1 o'clock, what you're all waiting for, ask B. Mitch anything.
Wow.
Plenty to discuss today. Plenty to discuss today. Brian, let's start with.
Let's go back to Johnny Davis real quick.
Okay.
What I love about that, from Wisconsin, you have a defensive mindset. And I hope he continues that at this next level. They play D. Let's see if he's going to come and play some D.
Sure.
Because we know that most other people don't on that team. So we shall see.
Yeah, I mean, they need somebody with a defensive mindset. The Wiz have just been so Wizards my whole life that I never have extremely high expectations, but I don't know. I think he can come in and score, and they'll need that. And you're right. Like, that Big Ten, Wisconsin, tough mindset can't hurt a group that often seems reluctant to try to play defense.
Hey, if I play defense, I might combust or something.
Right. Spontaneous combustion.
It's crazy.
Brian.
Yes.
You had an event yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my understanding you guys played pretty well.
Yeah, we played at the Heartwood.
You got to be able to talk here.
It's part I'm trying of to think job. Of the name of the thing, because I forgot it, the name. But I know it was a charity tournament, and Brendan Giuseppe and his two sons, Ryan, who's like 12, and then his son Cam, who's in college, who basically knocks the damn cover off. Did you see
said this kid was hitting it 310?
300, 29, in the fairway, but you saw Rory playing with his playing partners and how far Rory was driving the ball in front of people.
Sure.
He was doing that to us.
Is it best ball? At least best ball scramble?
Consistently.
Take that ball all
and
day.
And Brendan can play. His short game is there. But Ryan, his youngest son, was making putts all over the place. So it was fun. And I think y'all see Buckhams was there. He was the MC. Let's see, you had Roy Jefferson, Rocky McIntosh.
Okay.
Old quarterback, not Sonny. Billy Kilmer was there.
Cool.
So they had a few guys there, but you know, ultimately it was a damn. It's like a neighborhood of people, a community.
Where was the golf?
It was at Westfield.
Okay,
but it was like a community of guys that do a lot of charity, and a lot of people are members at Westwood, and they all came together. And I think it ended up being a damn good tournament because the weather, you know, was
kind of held out in the afternoon.
Yeah, in the afternoon it was perfect. So
shout out to Westwood, my boy Billy Hoffman.
Yeah, we ended up shooting a
17 under. Now listen. I've played in enough of these tournaments where some group comes in 15, 16, 17, 18 under, and everybody else, you know what they say, Jeff? They say, those dudes cheated. So talk me through 17
under. Okay, I'll talk you through 17 under.
You know that when you're the rest of the groups, you're like, those guys cheated.
On a par four, 450-something yards, which was number eight, we had 148 yards in. That's how far Cam hit the ball. I took a pitching wedge and hit it to about 2.5 feet. Okay? That's one birdie for you. The next hole, Brendan hits, we were playing number nine, and it was relatively short. He hits one right down the middle. He got a 98-yard shot in. He hits it to about 3 or 4 feet. Almost every putt we had was within inside of 10 feet. Now, let's go to the par three. We get to a par three, which was number 12. Well, we eagled number 11. We get to number 12. We par it. We par 12. We par another par three. But we had an eagle and I think two or three pars the whole day, but the rest birdies. I've played in enough of these tournaments. When you have guys, when you have a consistent driver, a guy with a relatively very good short game, and your other guys are can help really help you out, you can easily shoot 14, 15 under.
Sure. It's just about making putts.
It's about making the putts. And if you have, and all, listen, even Ryan was the one leading the way, and he'll make putts. At 12 years old, 11, 12 years old, he'll make his putts, or we'll come in and make them.
What was the what was the brown water consumption?
None.
Really?
I had a couple of Mick Ultras and some Coronas.
They weren't serving brown water, is my guess?
Even after the tournament, I had two Tito's and soda.
All right. Yeah. Can you tell the world what Buckhand said to you? Because that's hysterical.
So, you know, when I go to tournaments and I'm invited and there somebody else's foot to bill, I always try to bid.
But Brian is an incredibly generous person, but everybody wants to play golf with Brian all the time, and they're happy as hell to host you most of the time.
And I'm cool with that.
Right.
No issue with that whatsoever.
Right. I'm not trying to set it up in a way.
They had a thing for, like, Stonewall. Stonewall is probably one of the best public courses around.
Stonewall's basically across the lake from RTJ.
Yep. So, and on the weekend, Stonewall's 100 and some, 125.
I've never played Stonewall.
Maybe $125, $130 a person. Well, you get this bidding, and all of a sudden, you can get Stonewall for $300 to $400 for four people. So I bid, I win. Steve Buckhead say, this must be a good deal if B. Mitch is bidding on it because this guy played more free golf than anybody in the area.
That's tremendous.
I get to reach out and say, hey, thanks, JP, for bringing me over to Congressional. I can thank some other people for bringing me over. So I reach out and get three people, and we'll go play.
All right. Landfill, in case you missed me say this earlier, I've never played at Stonewall.
Yeah, that's what I just said. You're going to go play.
All right, deal. So yesterday afternoon was...
Don't hit a house, though.
I often hit houses. I apologize to all the houses I hit.
That was a lot of fun, though.
That's great. I'm glad you had a good time. I ended up going out to Congressional for the LPGA. No, it's not an LPGA event. It's the PGA of America Ladies Championship.
Yeah.
And it was really cool to see, man. Those conditions, and if you listen to what the golfers said after that,
it's tough.
But the fact that that woman shot a 64 is just absurd.
Who's leading?
I wanted to say it right. Injie Chun. Yeah. She shot a 64 in cold rain with wind.
The thing about it, though, it doesn't. If you're stroking it, and that's the thing, when you're playing well.
You talk about in the zone.
You take full advantage of it. You know, a lot of times, like I was listening to one of the male golfers talk, and he said, it was Justin Thomas. He said, whenever you're playing and you're in that zone, you take full advantage of it because eventually you're not going to be in the zone. So you want to shoot enough, low enough rounds so whenever you shoot a round that's going to be what's conducive to what the weather is, that you can still withstand anybody else that's going to play that great round that day. She went out there yesterday and said, hey, people, I'm here. Now, dude, they got to chase her.
I mean, she...
And you know, when you have to press at Congressional, you might get yourself in a little trouble.
It's not a place you want to be trying to hit the gas. You just want to take what you get. So went there, which was a lot of Danny Frank, of course, the legend. And Phillips, actually. So Phillips was in with us. Then he sat down to do a podcast with Hoffman. Then I went in and did the promo with Landfill, and I was about to leave, and Phillips texted me, hey, are you still here? I said, yes. So he comes up. He's like,
what happened to my drink?
Mike Phillips lives in Richmond, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think he gets his car serviced?
Probably in Bethesda.
Bethesda, Maryland. So he's like, hey, you mind giving me a ride to pick up my car? He's like, you live that way, right? I was like, sure, man, no problem. So we're driving home, we're driving that, you know, back to Bethesda, and Danny calls with these outrageous passes for congressional, and he's like, you want to go? I was like, yeah. So then I'm like, hey, Phillips, you got a couple hours? We're going to go to this golf tournament. So I basically kidnapped Mike Phillips for the afternoon and evening. We went from congressional, then we went to go get dinner in Bethesda, had a nice dinner. Bunch of my boys that all want to play golf with B. Mitch and beat him up on the course and take his cash. And it was a really fun evening. We were watching the draft. Oh, I got your competitive juices flowing.
Tell them I control the drink orders. And I'll play any one of them. I control the drink orders, though.
What does that mean?
That mean that before we get to the first hole, we already going through like three or four of them. Because I know I can play when I'm having a few of them. I don't know if everybody else can play like I do when they get a little feeling good.
Listen, the fact that you get better as you drink more,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of things that are wild about you.
It makes you settle
That's
down.
One of the wildest.
It makes you settle more.
Not me.
I'm Ubering there. I'm Ubering home with their cash. Because if they try to keep up with me, they're done.
You could just stay at my house. We'll all Uber.
Yeah, we can do that. I've gotten grown now.
It's a remarkable feat.
JP, this is a conversation I just had with my daughter. I told you, this girl here is a godsend. She sent me a text, said, sorry, I didn't make you anything. I forgot. I said, it's okay, sweetie. You do more than enough for me. Are you going to get something to eat out? I took the salmon that mom made. She said, oh, okay. Did you take sides? I said, I took the broccoli. Okay, well, have a great day. That's the type of conversation you got to look forward to.
I don't know. That's your middle daughter that's always worried about you?
I mean, dude, it's like.
I don't have a middle daughter. I only got two of them.
But still, one of them, you already say you got one of them that's real sweet. One of them is a little wild.
Yeah.
A little tough. And that personality starts to develop very early. My wife is the luckiest person in the world because she don't have to worry about cooking me anything. Maya takes care of everything.
Yeah, but she'll be back in college this fall. And then you're going to be starving.
No. She's graduating.
Oh, that's right.
She's working and she moved back home. Bam.
True. You're set. That's now, she's going to want her own apartment.
The baby is going to be, this one here, homebody. Until she get married, she probably ain't going nowhere. Kind of like my sister was. My baby sister, I call her, who's 66.
That she was at the wedding, right?
Yeah. Both of them.
hard to keep up with the Mitchell clan. A lot of moving parts there.
Oh, yeah.
So, did you watch any of the draft last night?
No, I watched just when it got, I was trying to catch the Wizards and I didn't. So I watched, from 14 to 17 and then I just started watching some FBI again on TV.
So my only hope here is Jeff, and Lord knows whatever Jeff did last night, but Lanfield, you certainly didn't watch the draft last night. I'm guessing.
Oh, of course not.
Okay. Jeff, did you watch the draft last night?
I was in and out of it. I didn't, like, just sit down and focus on it.
I barely sit down and focus on anything. But it was on, and I watched it. It was cool, and I think it's great that the people that are there get honored, right? This is probably the culmination of a life's work and their families and everything. They deserve all of that. But I found it bizarre. They did, like, introductions. Like every player that was there to kind of chill and sit in the green room, whatever you want to call it,
mm-hmm.
to lead off the night, they got like introduced to like start it. And they came down like they, you know, like when you're watching an award show.
You mean all of the
players.
Yeah, but you know what? They're trying to make this thing. They try to expand it a little bit. If you just had to walk in and then pick them, what is it, a 35-minute thing? Because the NBA goes through their stuff quick.
Yeah.
So they have to try to prolong things a little bit.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's all
it is. I just found it seemed kind of odd. And I went back, I thought of our conversation yesterday with Peter Rosenberg about how big of a deal the NBA draft was when I was a kid. It was a mega deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about now how big of a deal the NFL draft is. The NFL draft has become like its own cottage industry.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there are people whose busiest time is when the Super Bowl ends till the NFL draft begins. Like Mel Kiper, Todd McShay, our boy Jordan Reed. Like,
mm-hmm.
like that is their time. There are entire websites. I would argue there's entire media companies dedicated to the NFL draft.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if the NBA draft needs to push it out a little. It feels like the season just ended, right? Like the Warriors just won last week.
Yeah.
And then the draft is this
week. It comes quick.
I wonder if they'd be better off moving it to like the middle of July.
It may
because
be.
There's just no
But see, the thing about it is the NFL wants everything to be the biggest thing out there. The NBA wants their big thing to be the season and the playoffs and the championship. But I think the NFL, no matter what it is, somebody just got picked and they're going to be running across the street. They're going to make it into a production. NBA doesn't do all that. They feel that Golden State won with this team that they built up. And when people go to Golden State, they seem to play a lot better. That's something they can get behind instead of what we've been looking at the last few years where somebody's always trying to put together a team before the season starts. You know, I just think that the NFL, because of what it's like a event thing. It's one a week. One over the weekend, the games are coming. You know, even if your team's playing on Monday, you got one that week. So it's like something you have to plan for. Basketball, baseball, hockey, it's like 2-3 games a week. Sometimes 4 or 5. You can't build up so much. So what they do, they culminate it to the championship. And then right after, now you're going to see the people that's going to be playing with your team next year. And then, boom, they're gone because when
– they're chilling till
yeah, when football September starts, or whatever. Nobody cares about all the little tedious things that's going on.
So maybe part of it is also that COVID changed schedules, and we kind of got used to having basketball late into the summer. Think mm-hmm. about the finals the last couple of years have been, like, in July. And maybe that's part of it, and so then the draft was later. I feel like it used to be such a big deal, and now it kind of isn't. But part of that may really just be players aren't sticking around in college that long, and mm-hmm. it's just a different vibe altogether.
Maybe, but think about it. If they wait another month, it's right around training camp starting to kick off. Who in the hell paying attention to the basketball when training camp's kicking off?
Nobody.
So they have to do it when it's slow. Basically, slow sports time.
I don't know if it was the...
But think about it. Hockey playoffs are going right now.
A lockout year, or it might have been COVID. But there was one year where they just started the NBA season on Christmas. I think that's the best move they could do. Start it on Christmas, play it into July, mm-hmm. and stop trying to compete with the NFL in the fall. Because nobody's watching.
Well, I tell you straight up, they can't compete. And if they were to wait another month, they'll be in trouble. So they did the right thing. Another month, now it's all about football. You know, how about we got these people who we think are going to get deals redone before training camp start. When all that stuff start popping off, nobody's paying attention to you. Think hockey is going on. Hockey playoffs are going on right now. But I promise you, if you put anything out there football-wise, it might beat the playoffs. So the leagues are
football
smart.
Will beat anything all
don't,
the time.
Don't compete with football. And I think that's what basketball is saying. Listen, right now it's slow sports news. How about we try to become the sure. biggest part of it?
Makes yeah. sense. Chase Hughes will join us at 11 a.m. to break down the Wizards selection of Johnny Davis. Don't go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nobody gets it going. What is this, Darude Sandstorm? Nothing gets you moving like this one on a Vodka Red Bull Friday. Jeff Walker's feeling it. So, B. Mitch.
It's Leon Duncan. He'll start moving on this one, dog. Leon will be on top of the damn table here.
We'll see you on Wednesday, Leon. I had a segment lined up here. I don't know if you saw Jahan Dotson wrote his own kind of Players Tribune style thing for the Commanders website, and it's really cool.
Smart guy.
Yeah. Really impressive young man. And we're going to talk about that. But instead, B. Mitch, want to know what I just found? What? Landfill's wallet.
Where was it?
Sitting right there. And I picked it up, and I said, I just got our next segment.
Let's see how much money is in there.
That's what we're going to do live on the radio.
Let's see if he's going to buy us lunch.
There's a lot of money in
there. Landfill could pay for lunch today. I think Ruth Chris.
All right, let's all guess, because Landfill probably knows. Look, everybody can see.
Landfill knows where every penny is.
Let's let everybody see. There's a lot of stacks of cash in here.
Uh-huh.
Jeff, B. Mitch, me, we all get to guess the number, and whoever's closest gets to take the smallest denomination bill out of the stack. So you better hope you got some ones in there, Landfill.
Well, you got some ones in there.
All right. Everybody sees it. I haven't counted it.
All right, cool.
Jeff, what do you think the number is? It's not small. And for the listeners, I would say, what would you describe? It's about a half inch of cash in here.
I'd say 350.
A quarter of an inch?
That's about a quarter.
A quarter of an inch of cash in his wallet.
I say 350.
350 is Jeff Walker's number. Brian?
I'm going to go with 300.
300
for
JR.
B? My JR. The JR. Yeah. He didn't want to bet threes. He went from twos to threes.
You I'm putting it right at three. You forgot if you're over, you lose.
Wait, are you trying to, like, clown him on his betting amount? We're guessing how much money's in somebody's wallet. Like, what did he do wrong?
No.
AP always jumps in the conversation.
He doesn't understand. It's like the price is right. When you go over, you lose. You got that?
Oh, I know I'm under. You know, Landfill got money.
Yo, the other day,
that's money.
Landfill randomly pulled out, like, 450s. Like, there's cash in this wallet. I'm going to go, I'll go four bills.
All right.
All right. Ready? Landville, what do you think of the guesses? How are we trending? How much do you hate this segment? Let's start there.
I don't really hate it that much.
Why? You left your wallet laying around in a place where you told me, leave nothing.
So, exactly.
I didn't realize at like 9:59, I didn't know what time it was. And then I realized that the show was about to start in 1 minute. So I was kind of hurriedly rushing in here today. And I left it in a non-optimal place. If we're going Price is Right rules, I would say that Beamich is looking good right now.
Oh, F.
But if we're not doing Price is Right rules, I would rather be Jeff Walker.
We did not establish Price is Right rules.
Price
we
right. didn't.
You can't go over.
He did say you can't go over.
So who gives it? Who crowns you king?
I'm 53.
Oh, Deron Payne is entered the chat.
You know, crown me queen. We're going by the age today, brother. This is when being old works. I'm 53. You could be my child.
But hold on,
Young Buck, listen.
What if I'm over by one and you under by like 45?
It doesn't make a difference. You're over.
Then Landfill plays the Price is Right Center.
well, Landfill should make the rules because this is his money.
Price is Right.
All right, Landfill gets to make the rules because it is his money.
Who pays him the most? Who buys him the most lunch?
That's a good point. I do like the Price is Right, so I'm going to go with Beamish.
Do you think because you have so much money on you, you should buy lunch today?
No, absolutely not. Right. You all got debit cards.
All right. Nice license picture.
Thank you.
I almost think we should tweet that out.
Nope.
Yes. Nope. No. You can't do that. Can't do that.
Landfill has a platinum debit card at Wells Fargo.
This man just put me on the internet trying to clown my slippers and socks. But
it's a weird look, Jeff.
It's not weird.
Right. We can't put somebody license
I'm holding
up
the cash now. And the good news for Landfill is he does have ones. So whoever wins, you get a dollar. Boom! Right out the break, Benjamin Franklin, $100 bill. We are at 100. Boom! Pair of 50s.
200.
Who's on the 50? The Grant? Ulysses S. Grant. 200. Now we're into the 20s, and there's a lot of them, boys.
I think it's going to be right at 325.
20, 40, 60, 80, 100.
$300.
Three bills. Beamich has entered the chat. I think it's going to be. Oh, boy.
Was it 349?
I got more 20s to go. We're at 300. 20, 40, 60.
Oh, wow.
Woo. Jeff.
360. A $10 bill.
Oh, we there.
370.
370. 1, 2, 3, 4.
75.
$374.
So can we please cue up the music?
Here's the question, Jeff. If he had one more dollar in there, you and I would have been exactly
25
off. But Jeff didn't want to do Price is Right.
Either way, I won because I was under.
So you're gonna take Landfill dollar, man? That's
nah,
true.
Nah.
I have a dollar set aside for you.
I ain't gonna take my man's dollar.
Okay.
But these bragging rights, I will take. So thank you. You could have been anywhere in the world,
but you're here with me. Noble Martin on Twitter says you're setting Landfill up to get robbed. So just go straight home after work, all right?
He always does.
The thing is, I don't actually go anywhere. I was concerned about that, but then I remembered I never go anywhere. So I'm not actually going to get robbed.
At all.
Ever.
All right, Jeff, congratulations, man. I feel like this is the first Beamich and Finley challenge you've won.
I know one thing. I will never leave my wallet around. Well, I don't carry cash, so.
You never have cash.
I do. I just don't have it in the wallet.
Ooh. Where do you have it?
Places that I gotta feel you go and get it, and you're going to feel me punch upside the head.
Hold on.
So you never take cash from Beamish.
Hold on.
I don't want to pay. Like, I don't put it in my wallet.
You have cash with you today, but not in your wallet.
Yeah.
Where is it? Like your sock?
You got other pockets. You just don't put it in your wallet.
You put it in your junk?
I said I have other pockets. You don't put it in your damn wallet all the time. The wallet is the thing that can bounce out, whatever. I can cancel credit cards.
Sure.
You can't cancel cash.
Very true.
There you go. So
very true. Mullins, thank you for allowing us to do that. That was fun.
I think it's worth pointing out that if we did this like 2 days ago, JP would have won. Because the machine in the kitchen was busted, so I had to put $10 in to get the little tabby thing instead of using my credit card. So JP would have won if we did this like 2 days ago.
He would have lost still.
Oh, right, because Price is Right.
He's at 400.
Yeah.
But Jeff didn't want to play Price is Right rules,
but Jeff don't make decisions when it comes to like stuff like this.
Now hold on.
He's the youngest of the whole crew. By the time we get to him, he wouldn't get close.
Do we understand though? If we didn't play Price is Right rules, I was still the closest.
Yes, by a dollar.
But so he still don't won. Matter. I would have won.
Landfill's just saying he just had to randomly spend $10. Otherwise, yeah, dude, you won fair and square. No,
because you try to discredit.
But you know what? It takes no skill. It takes no skill to throw a number out there and win that. It takes skills to win in another game that he can't win when he don't want to talk about.
Jeff, I'm discrediting nothing. You won the game, man. Congratulations.
Don't worry, Jeff. They don't know we were playing domino. They were playing tic tac toe.
Now my problem with that is, how did you think we was playing tic tac toe?
I didn't think that.
No, I'm talking about the listeners. That's my boy.
But it also didn't look like a tic tac toe board at all.
It's not even enough spaces for tic tac toe.
It was a unique take. It was a unique take.
We gonna leave it at radio. Well, more people may know him as radio than his real name. So they totally. What the
all
hell?
Listenership knows him as Radio, not his real name.
But they don't know his face.
When I first met him, he introduced himself as Radio. So I've just called him Radio as long as I've known him.
Oh boy.
It's gonna be a Vodka Rebel Friday. I can feel it. Things are. I wanted to say this. B. Mitchell Finley is presented by John Leahy and the Fine Living Group. Let the MVP of DMV Real Estate sell your home for more. Visit johnsellsdmv.com. Coming up at 11 o'clock, Chase Hughes will join the program, breaking down the NBA draft and what the Wizards did last night. Maybe we'll find out if they'll get better. 1 o'clock is Ask B. Mitch Anything. You got to be there on the phones. He'll answer any questions you have. Maybe ask him what other pockets he keeps his cash in. What do you think the chances are B. Mitch wears, you know those things they tell you to wear on like trips that like wrap around your body and have like a secret wallet compartment?
You hide them underneath your shirt.
You think B. wears
a fanny
that?
Pack? I wore a fanny pack one time in my life.
I'm not talking about a fanny pack.
Okay, you and I both wore it.
That's true. That people think we were really wearing a fanny pack.
No, we wore that just to get some drinks into the golf course.
Yeah.
I think fanny packs are cool again. Like the kids are
into
them.
Just wears a purse.
Y'all snitching on yourselves on the radio, man.
We don't care. We didn't say the golf course name or not.
Yeah. Hey, listen, if you're running a golf course and you see me and B rolling with fanny packs,
you know what's happening.
Here's your tip off.
Yeah.
It's just that. Come get us.
We had them and we just wanted to have those right then and there. So we wanted to use them. And we had them. We already bought them at the house.
So y'all was wearing bags on y'all waist.
You're wearing a purse right now.
I'm not wearing a purse. It's a book bag.
It's a purse. Same thing
not
as we
a
had.
Purse.
It's just like a fanny pack.
Manny packs.
That's what the women call the crossbody. That's what you got, a crossbody purse.
No, you laughing at your own jokes.
No, it's true. It's
didn't
true.
He call it an over-the-shoulder European man bag?
That's what he called it.
So that's a purse.
See, y'all don't know TV, and I forgot what TV show it was, but that's what they called it. That's why I said that.
Okay,
but
well, it's a purse.
It's sentence, a book bag. Y'all don't know TV, and I forgot the name. What TV show it was.
I
can't think of it right now.
When we come back, Jahan Dotson's player to Commanders fans. You guys are going to enjoy this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here's what I want to do. I think this is really cool. On the Commanders website, and you can find it at commanders.com. You can find it on, it's all over social media. First round pick, rookie wide receiver Jahan Dotson, who I've got to meet, spend some time with. He's a really impressive young man. B, I know you've met him. I imagine you feel similarly.
Yeah. Very cool, good.
Dotson wrote a letter, kind of just an open letter to Commanders fans and Commanders people. So I wanted to share this. I think it's cool. Dear Commanders family, this is Jahan Dotson in his own words. Dear Commanders family, I remember everything about that night, the night I became a part of this team. Originally, the plan for my draft party was just immediate family with my mom, dad, brothers, grandparents, and close cousins. But my dad is very open, so it ended up being way bigger than we had imagined. I feel like it was better that way, because that's kind of how I grew up, with just a big support system. I've always had people supporting me. When I moved to Nazareth, that's the town in Pennsylvania he's from, when I moved to Nazareth, they really brought me in and supported me in my whole journey all the way to Penn State. It didn't feel like draft night. It really felt like a regular Thursday night. I was chilling in my room an hour before the draft just playing video games. But when the draft started and receivers started being taken, it began to feel more real. I remember sitting in my basement with my best friend watching the Suns-Pelicans game when he said to me, "Bro, I got a feeling you might get called a little earlier." I didn't think anything of it. But then I went outside and saw Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave, and Jameson Williams get picked back-to-back. And I thought to myself, I'm the next receiver that's really supposed to come off the board. I got the call 4 picks later from Coach Rivera. I felt all the hard work flash back in my mind. It all just happened so fast. I was just really excited for the moment. I would honestly say it's everything I imagined it would be. Ever since I was a little kid, my dream was to play in the NFL. I wanted no other job. When I was a little kid, my parents would buy me toy trucks and action figures, but I wouldn't even touch the boxes. Back then, a lot of people didn't believe in me. They would say, "You're too small," and things like that. That's why it was good that everyone was there when I got drafted. Those people that were there believed in me and were always in my corner. I feel like I do a good job of not looking in the past at things you could have done, because there's a rhyme or reason to why you didn't do it. You can't change the past. You can only change what's in front of you. My motto has always been to focus on the next play. If you mess up on one play, you can make up for it on the next one. I've strived to be better every single day, not only on the football field, but also in life. I'm always looking forward to the future, not dwelling on the past or making the same mistake twice. It took a while for it to hit me that I had just fulfilled a lifelong dream. From the time I flew out on a private jet to the team facility, I was trying to be thankful for every moment. It finally happened when they gave me the playbook and I had to start learning all this new terminology. I say it every day, but it feels like I'm a freshman in college again, getting familiar with a completely new system and then trying to play fast. It's tough, but this is what I was made for, honestly. I'm just having fun doing it. I'm always looking forward to the next thing. That's always been part of my character. I'm not too big on self-accomplishments. I'm always trying to be better. If I score a touchdown on one play, I'm trying to score 3 tomorrow. It's just how I'm wired. I'm super competitive, and it's weird because my dad is really outgoing, and he gets excited about this stuff. But I'm always looking ahead. I know I'm fulfilling my dream. I'm doing everything I said I would do at a young age. But I try not to listen too much because you can become complacent. That's my biggest fear. I feel like that makes me work even harder because I want to be better every single day. I have bigger accomplishments and goals in mind, but you can't really focus on things that are going to be at the end of the season. You have to take care of what's coming tomorrow. It sounds cliche, but I want to be the best teammate possible. Any way I can help this team win, I'm willing to do it. I want to be there for my guys, and in my case, that's me being a sponge and learning what I can so I can help someone out. If someone's at the X position, I can be like, "I got you for a couple plays." I want you to know that I plan on being the best player on the field each and every day. I'm going to put my all on the line for the Commanders every single day. I love the game of football so much. It's my sanctuary. So I feel like every time I'm out there, I'm leaving it all on the line because of my passion for the game and how much I love it. I can't wait for the season to start so I can show you exactly what this game means to me. See you soon, Jahan.
Like it.
It's like goosebump stuff, man.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, you know, a lot of
it's really impressive.
You go through things, you work, and you overcome, you know, and as you get it, you know you can't just be happy. You got to think about the next play. And I think when we look at a cornerback, I think that's basically what he just described. He's a receiver, but his life has been more like a cornerback. Whether I do something good or bad, I got to forget about it and think about the next play. You know what I mean? I think when you have that mindset, great things happen for you.
I mean, he's a young man.
Mm-hmm.
How old is Jahan Dotson? 23, 22, 21? He's 22 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hell of a perspective for a 22-year-old. Yeah. And I think...
But that's the thing, when we were talking one day and I said that when you are an athlete, you're awarded a lot of things and you have to capitalize on them as you move forward. You can't go into athletics at 14 and then when you're 21, you're still acting like you're 14. All the things that you're awarded, you have to learn from it and begin to move forward. That's why I don't have the same mindset as most. When a guy, remember when Gilbert was here, he was like 26, 27, and people were still talking about he's still young. He has been through too much to still be seen as that young teenage guy. You got to grow the hell up. And I think you listen to Jahan Dotson, you look at Terry McLaurin, those guys have figured it out. And more guys got to start thinking like that.
I mean, this paragraph, I've strived to be better every single day, not only on the football field, but also in life. I'm always looking forward to the future, not dwelling on the past or making the same mistake twice. That hits home for me. I imagine that hits home for a lot of people. It's just to try to be your best every day and know that things happen beyond your control and you just try to move forward, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've been really impressed with Jahan Dotson, and I just think this is an impressive piece, and it just sounds sincere.
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't sound like I know the PR people over there. I know some of the digital team over there. I don't think they wrote this. I think the kid wrote it.
Yeah. I'm with that.
I wanted to share that with everybody. Hope you enjoyed it.
It was good.
When we come back, Chase Hughes, NBC Sports Washington, breaking down the NBA draft and the Washington Wizards selection of Wisconsin guard Johnny Davis.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.